Oliver lobs it in the left corner to Groningen. Bruins back on offense, trying to extend that one-point lead. Andrew crosses over, kicks it out to Oliver. Three-pointer left wing, too short. He's missed his first couple tonight after making three yesterday. Was 3 of 7 from beyond the arc, and that Bruin 28-point win over Ardmore. Rebound goes out of bounds, last touch by Bartlesville. So Stillwater gets it back, down by one. Chance for the Pioneers to take the lead here. They face that Bartlesville full-court pressure once again. They get it to Nofsker. 3-on-2 break up ahead to Evans, who just checked in for a layup. And Jets 3 or 4 times now. Stillwater's gotten a really good look against that Bartlesville press. Lamont Evans, the son of the former Oklahoma State assistant, puts it up and in for 2. It's now 8-7, Stillwater over Bartlesville. Pioneers' first lead of the game.
That's what they did last night. Stillwater did last night against Ardmore. They cut through the full court press and really picked the pocket of Ardmore.
In the corner, Belger hits a 3 off a very nice ball fake and pass by Shane Simpson. He got that dime, but Jake Belger finished it off. His 4th 3-pointer of the season. Belger now 4 of 13 from beyond the arc. He's got 6 early points, and the Bruins back to a 2-point lead. Evans tries to answer for 3 at the other end. Off left iron, no, and the rebound to Dina for Bartlesville. Outlets to Belger, right-handed dribble in the lane, kicks it out in the left corner. Groningen for 3, got it. Back-to-back threes, Andrew Groningen, he hits a tray. He's got 6 3-pointers in this tournament, and Stillwater wants a timeout. Michael Davis unhappy with his club's defense. 30-second timeout, we'll keep it here. 3:18 to play first quarter, and Bartlesville has opened up a 5-point lead, 13-8. Check of the scoreboard from Zach Henderson, State Farm, where customer needs come first.
Well, Bartlesville, the difference between last night with the Ardmore Tigers and Stillwater game, Bartlesville has been able to hit the buckets where Ardmore was not. Ardmore actually had to come from behind. They trailed at one point by 13, I think we said, and almost came away with the upset over Stillwater. But with Bartlesville, their shooting is much, much more improved than what Ardmore was last night. So Bartlesville with a couple of hot hands early on, Jake Belger, Andrew Groningen, except for a highly contested shot, Groningen's hit everything that he's trying to put up.
Stillwater basketball down by 5 after that timeout by Mark Davis, and they immediately turn it over. That was an unforced error in the backcourt. David Paul Caldwell just kind of stutter-stepped as he got the inbounds pass. 4th turnover for Stillwater in the first 4 minutes and 45 seconds of this game, and now Bartlesville has it back with a chance to extend that 5-point lead. It's Oliver, Simpson, Belger, Dina, and Groningen. Original starting 5 for Clint Stewart's club. No subs yet. First 5 minutes of this one. Stillwater back into a zone defense now. Groningen, right wing, holds the ball above his head in the corner to Oliver, lobs it back out near the midcourt line to Groningen, who turns toward Clint Stewart and gets a play call. Left wing to Simpson, right-handed dribble, back out to Groningen, thought about a 3, hands it back off to Simpson, cross-court pass Belger. He takes a 3 and hits it. Second 3-pointer for Jake Belger. That shoulder's feeling better. He's scoring the ball much better in this tournament than he has been. Came into the tourney averaging 2.5 points per game. He had 8 last night and 9 in the first 6 minutes of this one, and Bartlesville has doubled up Stillwater 16-8.
Bartlesville needs to continue to pour it on. Jake Belger has the hot hand. He's had it all game, all tournament long. He had several points last night and tonight with the 2 back-to-back three-pointers.
Bartlesville playing zone defense. It's kind of slowed up Stillwater on offense. Evans in the corner. They get it down low to Staten. The ball's tipped and stolen. It was poked free by Belger. Dina got it. Outlets to Groningen. Across the midcourt line. Drives in the lane. Jump stop out to Dina for 3. Yes! Tayo Dina hits a 3-pointer. His first bucket of the game. 19-8. Bruins by 11 over Stillwater. A minute 50 to play first quarter. Bartlesville firing hot to begin this one. Backcourt, they lob it across the midcourt line to Staten, who saves it to Nofsker. Right-handed dribble, guarded out front by Simpson, picks up a dribble in the left corner. Carter lobs it down under to Staten, and the pass is tipped and stolen again, but Bartlesville steps out of bounds. And mental error for the Bruins. Tayo Dina got his hands on the pass, but left Shane Simpson to try to kind of save it beneath the bucket, and he stepped on the baseline. And Dina kind of saying, that's my bad, I should have picked the ball up. Clint Stewart doesn't necessarily agree. He's having a couple words with the official, but Stillwater keeps it. In the corner, Evans off the inbounds pass. Out front to Nofsker. On the high post, they get it to Glenn. Back out front to Nofsker. to Glenn in between the circles. Carter back out to Nofsker. Stillwater moving the ball against that Bruins zone defense. Nofsker pops a three. No good. Off left iron. Out a rebound to Stillwater. Offensive board to Glenn. Out to Carter. And Bartlesville has to reset the defense. Down low to State. Double team down under Glenn. Wide open layup. Good. Good ball movement. Stillwater clearly had a plan against that zone. First 2 points by Glenn. The offensive board leads to a two-point jumper by Stillwater. 19-10 Bruins. Under a minute now, first quarter. And Bartlesville facing Stillwater man-to-man. They decide to kind of slow it down and play in the half court as Clint Stewart calls out a play call. Jalen Oliver, left-handed dribble near the midcourt line. Crosses over, drives it on Staten, got past him, running layup, charging violation against Jalen Oliver. He bumped into Lamont Evans beneath the bucket. He crossed over and got past Staten, Jay, and that's one problem for Stillwater. They've got some big guys. Bartlesville's playing five guards, so the big fella Hunter Staten at 6'10 has to guard somebody, and he guarded Jalen Oliver. He drove past him, but good help defense on the back line by Evans for Stillwater to take that charge. Foul on Oliver, his first Bruins third team foul. 25 seconds now, first quarter. Stillwater gets it back. Looks like the Pioneers might play for one at the end of this quarter. They kick it in the corner. Glenn lobs it down low. Staten, easy look for two down low. Left-handed shot. Hunter Staten, 6'10 fella, puts it high up and in off the glass. The Bartlesville lead is 7. 5 seconds in the quarter. Left corner, Groningen, step back three. Got it right before the buzzer. Andrew Groningen, his second three-pointer of this first half, his seventh three-pointer in five quarters. The ConocoPhillips, our best.